Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
As I grow into my late 20s, and spoiler alert, this will probably continue into my 30s, but you know, my body doesn't feel as spry as it once did, you know, when I was in my early 20s, but I've got a lot of aches and pains. You know, my back's not in the greatest shape, but Strava Craft Coffee definitely helps me out. And it helps me out because it's packed with CBD. And CBD is a game changer. It's a life changer for a lot of people and has really helped me out, just alleviating some of my aches and pains and just relaxing me. And we all need that, especially in these times. So if you go to StravaCraftCoffee.com right now, you can use code DNVR20 to get 20% off your order of Strava Craft Coffee. You'll get it shipped right to you. You can get it in K-cups. You can get it for your curry. You can get it whole beans, ground, whatever style you need. You can get that on StravaCraftCoffee.com. Again, you can get it for 20% off when you use the code DNVR20. Of course, Strava Craft Coffee is packed with CBD. It can help cure back pain, arthritis, IBS. If you have long-term migraines, CBD can help out with all that stuff. So hit up StravaCraftCoffee.com. Use code DNVR20 for 20% off.
Oh, we're live? DNBA. And here we are. It's Casual Friday. So particularly casual today. No music, no intro, no Adam.
No Adam.
But there's going to be lots of fun to be had by all. I am your host, Brendan Vogt. Rejoined today by the great Harrison Wind, who abandoned us yesterday. Welcome back.
I heard the show went really well yesterday, though, so, you know, maybe it was a classic case of addition by subtraction. Seems like it.
We mostly just skipped the ad reads, and it went a lot smoother.
I would say, no, not better. Not addition by subtraction. Just, subtraction. It was less than. It was less than.
This show would be less than if we didn't have Eric. Looks like we might not for a second, but he's here. He's ready to hang. D-Line Co., how's it hanging?
I know you were just spitting my own words back to me, but I really appreciate hearing them come out of your mouth.
It really is good to hear.
I don't know that you would have generated those on your own, but it feels good to hear them all the same.
So as you can tell by the flower shirt, by my dirty Broncos hat, Casual Friday. Not a whole lot on the docket today, guys. I mostly just wanted to ask you what you would have been doing with this holiday weekend and what you're going to be doing now, because my God, Harrison, I literally have no plans for 4th of July.
Yeah, the plans aren't too extensive. I don't know, like a hike maybe would is in order for July 4th. Maybe a casual park day, not too crazy. But the biggest event surrounding July 4th for me is we're getting a new couch on Monday. So I have to sell our current couch over the next 3 days. It's on Craigslist right now. If anybody listening needs a couch, hit me up. Willing to let it go for relatively cheap. So got a lot on the docket here suddenly. Got to sell a couch, got to oversee a delivery of another one, so should be quite eventful.
I got so old so fast. Like, I'm still 27, but my friends just talk about couches and bird watching and picking up golf, and I can't do it. Yeah. Eric's 40. And so
I'm 40. I'm 42.
So weird. And you're the youngest one of my friends. You have
easily
least old
without questions. Without question.
The older you get, though, the cooler like buying household appliances get.
It gets exciting.
We picked up this automatic trash can from Costco earlier this year.
Ooh.
Like $75.
Was that a Simple Human?
Is that the brand?
Yeah, did you get a Simple Human brand?
I don't know what the brand is.
I thought you were in, bro. I thought it turns out maybe you don't even know.
Absolute game changer, though. Like, absolute game changer.
Exciting stuff, riveting stuff. Maybe I should have made a rundown for today's show.
Yeah. Did you want to know what I would have been doing this 4th of July?
Yeah, please.
So every year I buy tickets to the Rockies game on the 4th of July. I buy them in the pavilion section so that I'm able to go onto the field so that when the Rockies do their 4th of July spectacular fireworks show, which at a certain point becomes so strong and oppressive that you feel like you're literally under attack. And you run around on the field. We always get like a big old slab of ribs that we all share amongst each other.
Wait, you bring the ribs onto the field?
Yeah, wait, you bring your own ribs?
No. I'm describing the entire day one. Okay. No, this, but I always just buy like 10, 15 tickets and just the whole family goes out. And I recently was refunded that money and it was a very big, I mean, outside of the elation of getting like a large sum of money back, what it represented of what I was missing out on, that slab of ribs and being under assault by fireworks. It's sad. I'm depressed by this.
Now my
plans include, we might go to Holly's friend's house who has an above ground pool.
I was going to go. I never do 4th of July big, but I have like one rich friend. He's like just truly filthy rich.
We all have one.
Yeah, and he hit me up and he said, "Do you want to hang out on a yacht on Lake Tahoe for 4th of July?
Yacht club, baby."
Yes, I was in. Not usually a yacht guy. That sounds pretty tight. But I'm not going to do that anymore, guys. I think I'm going to sit inside and play video games for the 400th day in a row.
Where do we stand on lighting off fireworks? Like, where do we stand on that topic?
So I
meaning
hate
what?
Fireworks,
like you yourself?
Yeah, like, are you the type of guy who's gonna drive up to Wyoming and purchase some fireworks and then light them off on July 4th?
Well, I'm not the kind of guy that's gonna drive up to Wyoming. I'll just kind of stop the sentence there. I like fireworks shows, like allotted time, the community gets together, big display. But I think 100% of people firing off their own firecrackers are assholes.
Post 8 o'clock in my neighborhood for the past month, people have just been lighting off fireworks, so I'm well accustomed to it now.
Yeah, I've declared openly that I believe that the sky itself will catch on fire on July 4th with the amount of fireworks that people have been lighting up in the preamble to July 4th. Like, what
so
it's actually going to look like.
It would not be the craziest thing that's happened this year if that happened.
No. I know. I like how like no one knows why fireworks are going off every night, and it's not even on anyone's radar. Like, no one even remotely cares.
They're like, whatever.
I was just reminded from it was like a Facebook flashback or whatever those are called, you know, when those pop on your Facebook
the
feed.
Memories.
But a year ago, July 5th, the Nuggets Summer League opener was canceled due to an earthquake. So we probably should have seen this coming.
It's true.
I'm already drowning, so let's bring our special guest for today and the meat on the bone of today's show. Please welcome back to the show, the homie, Miroslav.
Yeah.
All the way from Serbia.
Let's go.
There is a lot of meat on that bone if you have me, because I'm like 90 kilos. I'm not translating to LBS.
We're not in the metric system, bro.
I have no idea.
That joke went right over our heads, but I'm sure it was good. I'm sure it was
good. Yeah, about 200. So it's not a lot.
All right, well.
If not, it's not a lot if you're 7 feet tall, but I'm not, so.
Yeah.
Well, we brought
you're 7 feet tall in your heart.
Yeah,
we brought Miroslav on the show today for a couple of reasons. One, because he has some Jokic anecdotes he wanted to share, but mostly because he got a new headset and he sounds nice.
Yeah,
and so we just wanted to give you another shot.
Look at,
oh wow!
Yeah,
it's
sort of fancy.
it's a gaming headset. I'm playing so much 2K NBA these days that I just needed to give something to me just to make it more comfortable.
Just gonna ask you if you're a gamer. And
Miroslav is truly the homie. I love everything about Miroslav.
Dude, do you want to play 2K later? We should play against each other.
We can do it from 2 p.m. your time when I get my kids to sleep. So, yeah.
Okay, sure. Cool. Small windows. Let's do
it. I feel like Miroslav is probably just savage at that game.
Oh,
like,
he's going to destroy you.
Yeah, I feel like he might work you.
He's going to take J.J. Hickson to the championship.
I never play multiplayer because I like to win.
Yeah.
So I'm just playing offline all the time. Yeah.
Well, listen, Miroslav, you sent me a neat DM last night. You have a mutual acquaintance, friendship. You know someone who knows Jokic.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea this is the case. I just spoke to a friend I know for a long time. Today I was visiting Subotica, which is a town on far north of Serbia, very close to Sombor. And I was in his office, and I saw the jersey of Jokic, signed jersey of Jokic, hanging on the wall. And I was like, what is this? Where did you get the... And he told me he has a really good friend who is an excellent friend with Jokic. So I'm actually a friend of a friend of a friend of Nikola Jokic. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. We're happy to follow the grapevine all the way down. Just whatever you got, man. Whatever you got. There we go. So there's proof. Miroslav's not lying. He does know
something. The jersey does exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's somewhere on the internet, so I don't know if it's from my phone or whatnot. Okay, so this is the thing. He met Jokic last year, 3 days after the Nuggets got eliminated by the Blazers.
Yeah, we remember Poobai.
Yeah, he went straight to Denver 3 days afterwards, and... yeah, this friend just called him and said, okay, let's go meet Nikola. And he said, come on, why would Nikola want to meet me? What's the reason? Come on, he's just chilling at his house. They're having some food over there, and I'll just go there. And
this guy said, very believable. That's a very believable
so
setup.
Far it checks out.
Yeah, that's right. And this guy said, listen, man, I'm 45. I'm a decent adult. I don't fall for these kind of stories. And even if it's true, he will put me at the end of the table and I can just wave, hey, Nikola, I know you from the TV or something. And he said, come on, man, trust me, it will be fine. And of course, they came to Nikola's place. It's a big house with a big yard in front of it. And there he was. Nikola was at the gate and he grabbed his friend like this and put him up just because he loves this guy. So this is the story about this guy. This guy is a horse guy. His name, I will not say his name, but his nickname is The Horse.
So because perfect.
He's working something with racing horses. And this is why Nikola and his family knows these guys for years, of course. And of course, he's also from Sombor. So, you know, it's a quite easy match. So, yeah, there he was. Actually, they were having fish stew for that day. And Nikola was making it himself. So you can imagine a 150 million guy just making a stew for everybody, drinking a beer, the cheapest possible Serbian beer, you know, of next
what
to
is
him.
What is the cheapest possible Serbian beer? What brand are we talking here?
I believe it was Jelen, which means deer, like an animal.
You just have a beer called deer?
Yeah.
That's right. You know, just to jump in for a second, that's so believable, and I'm sure that's 100% accurate, but it also just demonstrates one of the awesome parts of Nikola Jokic, and we've talked about this a ton, but, you know, he's making, what, $25 million, signed to a max deal. A
lot of fish stew.
Most of him, though, has not changed, and I don't think it will ever change. You know, he still dresses the same, although... his fits have gotten a little better, during quarantine. You know, still has the same circle of friends, still is as grounded as ever. So it's just, you know, refreshing to hear that again, but I'm not surprised.
It's starting to sound like fan fiction, even. This is awesome. He's just making stew.
Yeah, it goes on because his girlfriend, his wife, soon to be wife, she's driving like a 20-year-old, very cheap used car in Sombor. They're just not, you know, sticking their heads up at all. They're just blending in the culture because, you know, people in Sombor, they're not rich, far from it. So these guys, they're just really, I mean, they would move away from Sombor if they were fake. So these are guys, real guys. Real, everybody, I guess everybody loves them locally because he's not an asshole. He could really be an asshole.
It's the reason people don't like me, because I am an asshole.
Yeah, because you're rich, right?
Yeah, clearly. Well, cool. Story?
Okay, but Miroslav, sorry. Also in this message, you told me that you have a five pepper hot take.
Yeah, I do. Can I leave it for the end?
Because yes, please.
It's please. Not a nice one. Okay. I really hate this spice.
Oh, you, no. All right, we'll leave it for the end. We'll leave it for the end.
Yeah, just one more thing before that.
Please.
I discovered what was the price of the Dreamcatcher because you would imagine he would buy the best horse available in Europe. But actually, this horse was like $3,000, which is nothing because, you know, good racing horse is like a racing car, at least.
Yeah.
So it's just, he just loves horses, you know. And if he wins, he wins. If he doesn't, you know, I still like him. I still, you know, cone him best. And everything. Yeah.
So it really is just like a hobby and a passion, huh? It's just something that fills his soul, it seems like.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, it's his family's hobby. It's not his only his hobby. So, yeah, it's good. Okay, so I'm coming in with the take.
Okay,
so let's hear it.
If you remember, I said this happened 3 days after they lost the game against Portland. Mm-hmm. This guy says, and I'm on the record saying I don't believe this at all.
No. I already know where this is going.
Dreamcatcher was racing on that day, and this guy says that Nikola didn't put 100% of effort in game 7 so he can be at the race.
No, get out of here.
Dreamcatcher had a race on game 7 Nuggets Blazers, and this guy thinks that affected Nicole.
Yeah. I don't want to hear that. I
yeah,
can't
I know,
believe
I
it.
I know. It's a terrible thing. It needed to be said because this guy knows Nikola way better than I do. So,
right before he missed that free throw, he's just thinking, man, I really need that win.
No,
we really need that win. God. That is heartbreaking.
This is a five pepper take. I cannot believe this. This man is too real.
So 29 points, 13 rebounds, 4 blocks.
and then he missed the three throws.
Well, listen, Miroslav, I was going to thank you for coming on and hanging out and sharing what you got, but I don't want to thank you anymore.
Yeah, I know.
But we do appreciate you taking some time to hang out. Waking up early, right? That's what you guys do?
No.
Oh, no, because it's noon now. Yeah, so we're on different.
It's 8 p.m.
Yeah, that's right. So it's easier for you. Well, then Miroslav, I'm not going to think.
My face hurts, Miroslav.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great game, though. That's the tough part. He played great.
I don't really.
I don't believe a single thing of it because, you know, Jokic has the incentive in his contract that he gets another $500,000 for each round they pass in the playoffs. So
yeah.
I mean,
I don't know, man. 500K or another win for.
But you know, there's so many factors here. Like, there's the $500,000, the fact that he had an amazing game, he played very well. It's indisputable. But you do have a picture of a jersey, so I don't know.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna call it shenanigans.
Not an official report from the TNBA show. But a big thank you, Miroslav. We appreciate you, man. Take it easy. We'll get on the sticks. We'll play 2K soon, all right?
The best.
Yeah, sure.
All right, man. Be good. Appreciate it.
Be safe, guys.
Thank you.
That was interesting.
I love it.
If I had known what his take was going to be, wouldn't have let him on the show.
Nah.
I wish Like, him telling that story, I can only imagine how many Nuggets fans were sitting there like...
You see this?
Just, I wish that happened to me, you
the
know?
Miroslav Bob is greater than the Woj.
Because, like, you guys know I'm a huge LeBron James fan. But
oh, is that true?
I have no interest in, like, spending time with LeBron James, right? Like, if we... Oh, if someone like was like, hey, you have a friend of a friend of a friend, it's like, that wouldn't be an enjoyable experience. But Jokic, like, something about that story is believable, it's wholesome, and it's like, that could just happen to someone in Serbia. You know,
yo, if I showed up and Nikola Jokic was making not only making fish stew, but making it like this with a big, like a
in
big
my head the stick
ladle,
gets bigger every time,
like in a huge cauldron. Like I'm like I'm never leaving. I'm gonna move into Dreamcatcher's stable.
He's just such a regular guy. It's awesome. The like best. He's like last year. Pretty sure his girlfriend was shopping for him at Target or Walmart. Like that shirt, I put down my game to be here. Was that what it said?
No,
that,
I paused my game to be here.
I paused my game to be here. That shirt is sold at Target. Like I'm 95% sure.
Do you think Jokic's entourage looks at Barton's entourage and is like, come on, man. You can spend like a little of the money. Like, can I have a car? Like, can we all live in a man? You
there's
need
that,
to get a mansion,
I mean, that, like that ultimate little gif now of Jokic looking at who was it? It doesn't really matter. Maybe it was Trey Lyles. Like go through his sneakers. He's like, or maybe it was Torrey Craig. He's like, I got this and this, and then and then Jokic is like, I've got two pairs. One's new. One's a little older.
Yeah, the red ones and the yellow ones. That's what he's got.
Well, that puts a bow in the Nuggets portion of today's show. Great stuff, guys.
So if you guys are looking to pick up some beer for this weekend, and you've got a great reason to, July 4th, maybe the biggest beer drinking holiday of the calendar. I mean, who does not drink beer or some type of alcoholic beverage on July 4th? Breck Brew obviously has you covered, and I can't think of anything I would rather bring to a park or maybe on a hike, whatever I'm doing for July 4th, then the 15-can sampler from Breck Brew. You get a little bit of everything in that sampler. Some are calling it the Jokic Pack. A lot of people are calling it the Jokic Pack, but make sure to pick up that 15-can sampler from Davidson's. They have curbside pickup. They also have delivery as well. Another great option for July 4th, the Mile High City Copper Lager. It will get you in the mood. It will get you in the mood for the upcoming NBA restart. We're not that far away, a little under a month away, so we're barreling down the home stretch here before we get games again. And the Mile High City Copper Lager with that skyline blue can, the Nuggets logo on it, that will definitely get you in the mood for some basketball. Also, guys, we've got a WGT event coming up this weekend, the 4s of July. It's the best of the par 4 courses on WGT. So bring your A game, try to take down me, try to take down Adam, Vote, D-Line, and all other DNVR members as well. If you're still not on WGT, what are you waiting for? Download it from dnvrgolf.com. There's a link on that page to download WGT. And then all you got to do is search for the DNVR 2 Clubhouse. DNVR, then the number 2. We've got the same tournament going on for the main DNVR Clubhouse and then also the DNVR 2 Clubhouse. So we'll be playing the same holes, the same courses, the same difficulty, the same wind, same green speed. I know all you guys are obsessed with the green speed out there. So download WGT from dnvrgolf.com and you can take us on in the 4s of July tournament this weekend. See you on the course.
We now pivot naturally, organically, to football. The big news of the day, guys, the current events of the day. The Washington Redskins, they're being leaned on by some corporate sponsors here. And listen, folks, money talks. Dan Snyder was not listening to the cries of the communities of indigenous people across the nation that wanted this name changed for years and years and years. But FedEx wants the name changed, and by golly, let's do it. So let's pull up the odds. I think we have them, Kale. So these are the odds on the new name of Washington's NFL team. Presidents, General, Lincolns, Americans. So I like the Jeffersons at +700. Moving on up. It's probably not going
to
happen.
No, none of these are going to happen.
What, do
so
you have...
the Americans has to be the favorite, right?
Like, dude, that would be so bad.
Like, that would be terrible.
Americans. That would be the Dan Snyder double down. Like, all right, if you're going to make me change my Redskins name, I'm just going to change it to something even worse.
Yeah, they've got the Nationals, the American. That would be the Nationals, the Americans. Who else is in D.C.? I
I saw a video about a guy who apparently has all of these, like, the most likely Washington Redskins names that the team could be changed to. He has them all trademarked already. So I'm pretty sure he has, like, the Americans, the Generals.
That's
all
awesome.
He has all of these trademarks.
That's brilliant.
So he's been prepping for this moment for the last decade.
It's actually awesome.
Isn't Ravon in the D.C. area?
That's right. But I think he's a Ravens fan, right?
Oh, okay. Well, he probably has a little bit of an inside scoop. Hit us in the comments here if you know what's going on.
The Senators. I could see the Senators.
Tall Tucker says the Washington Monuments. I don't know. It's not a great year for monuments. Not a lot of momentum.
No, the monuments are toppling.
We're going to change the name to a monument of someone who's... Then we'll have to change the name of the monument.
This is funny. Like the Washington Redskins changed their name. This is a headline that should have been... happening in the year 1965, but
I know.
You know, here we are, like
the Onion headline parroting it.
Yeah,
they changed their name to DC Redskins. That's from 2013. Like, it was obvious enough for satire comedy 7 years
ago. Can we get that list up again? I need to take it.
I think it'll be like the Red Tails or the Red Hawks, or it'll be the
I will take the field out of these names here.
What about the Pigskins? Is that too close? Yeah, Pigskins, like football. The Washington Pigskins. It's right there.
Oh, no, man.
You don't
that's
like it?
No, uh-uh. That's like, it, like it's already too, la- it's like an insult already sounding like. There's like
Hit
no pride
in the comments,
in
by the way, guys. Keep them coming if you have any name ideas.
Yeah, like I would do the Red Hawks myself.
Red Hawks would be good.
Something where you wouldn't have to, I mean, because the, you know, Dan Snyder's, the reason he has been dragging his feet is, you know, obviously with every one of these discussions, the concept of tradition. There's a lot of traditions with that football team that you wouldn't have to fully abandon,
right.
Namely just the color scheme and just the general appearance of them.
The Washington, D.C. bird, apparently, it's not a state bird because, like, it's not a state. But the Washington, D.C. bird is the wood thrush.
So, go with thrush.
So what do we think about the Washington thrush?
That's bad. No good.
Thrush? I don't know. Well, yeah, because no one's going to know what a thrush is.
Because
also,
Googled
it's
also
that
one
bird?
Of those. Yeah, it's one of those bad.
It's not a very intimidating bird.
No, it's 7 inches long. It's like.
But it's also one of those terrible names where you don't know how to refer to the plural of it. Like, is it the thrushes?
Yeah, it's like the thunder.
Yeah, it's like those are no good. Like, you don't want
the
that
heat.
In your life. Yeah, the heat, like the heat is the heats, the thrushes. Yeah, that's no good. And again, look at this. There's no. This strikes the heart or fear into the heart of maybe worms, and that's all.
Would you, if you could, would you ever change the Nuggets' name? Like 1 through 10, how high are you on the Nuggets as a team name?
The Nuggets is an awesome team name.
Yeah,
the Nuggets
you're all
is
in.
An awesome team name. Goes with the state, the history. And it's just kind of different than, like, everything else. I love it.
Yeah, like, I don't have strong feelings about it, except for that it just is. It's an institution.
Right.
There's no reason to change it. Like, you can enhance all the things around it, but, like, the Nuggets, there'll never be another Nuggets team anywhere.
Well, it would
else.
Never get over. I guess the question is more of, like, you, Eric, as someone who thinks about this stuff, if you had the opportunity to rebrand them, like, would you even touch the name?
If we're starting from, like, we're starting a brand new franchise today, I would not choose Nuggets as the name. If I had the opportunity to get in there and change the branding of the Nuggets, I would never touch the name, never, ever. Because it just, like I'm saying, like, it is entrenched. It is wholly unique. People make fun of it all the time, but it's sort of like it builds into the entire mythology of the team. It's just like, it's just, you know, it's like it's perfect in a lot of ways. I mean, I wouldn't mind changing it if it would persuade high-value free agents to come and put that name on the front of their jersey. Right. But as far as like, I mean, I just, you know, it's the Nuggets, baby.
It's also easily manipulated for, like, modern-day social media. Like, Nugs with a Z, Nug Boys, totally modern. Very hip. I'm with it.
Yeah, no need for a change, for sure.
Well,
did you guys see that the opening lines for the first of 8 seating games at Disney World are out?
I did not.
The opening game
lines.
Yes. Do you guys want to guess what the line is?
Yeah, let's guess.
So Nuggets versus Heat, is the first game, September 1st or August 1st. What do you guys think the spread is?
The Nuggets would be favored by...
Two points.
Do they do it in halves, right? Basketball? Is it
like yeah, so Nuggets, yeah. Nuggets 2.5.
So you're taking... You think it's Nuggets minus 2.5?
I do.
Overshot it a little. It's Nuggets minus 1.5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So listen, Nuggets are 1.5 point favorites. So pretty close. Pretty close there.
What's like going into this? It's like, well, the game's going to be played on a neutral court.
Yeah, they're the higher seed. I'm sure the head-to-head factors in somewhat. And sure. The Nuggets like handled the Heat pretty easily, if my memory serves correct.
One of the best wins of the season, actually.
It was very early in the season, too. And I think the Heat kind of came on a little as the season progressed. Bam really came of age and...
Bam!
Like, started blossoming into, like, the... All-star he was by the end of the year. Yeah, it wasn't like the sixth game of the year or seventh game of the year. Nuggets were 5-2 after that win. 109-89. Jimmy Butler didn't do anything. Bam didn't really do anything.
Sucks.
I would really like, you know, obviously they're on other sides of the conference bracket, but like I would like Denver's chances, like if they were entering a playoff series for sure, but like one sort of seeding game. I could see Miami being the team that just shows up and plays its ass off.
Yeah.
In these games, you know?
when those eight games came out, this means absolutely nothing. But I went and picked through all eight games, I think the Nuggets' record will be, and I had them going 6-2 with losses to the Clippers and the Heat. So I have them losing the opening night game to the Heat, and then also to the Clippers.
I think they lose that opening game, too. I think Miami comes out like a shot out of a cannon and just... We've seen the Nuggets kind of come out like a little flat, you know, in the first quarters of games at times. And I just think that Miami team is like... They're how hard they play will always surpass how good they are. And they're good, but they're not great, but they play like a great team, and they just have that edge to them.
Why is that out the club? I have them going 6-2. That's way better than any other record that anybody else predicted them to have. 6-2, they definitely hold on to the 3 seed. Maybe they even get the 2 if they go 6-2.
Yeah, I don't know. The Nuggets have started off their seasons really hot every year. This is a brand new season. Like, they're going to absolutely win.
Yeah, they come out hot. Fair enough.
Yeah, but we don't really know what this Heat team looks like. Like, we'll have a lot of time to preview this matchup. No, but the Heat have had, like, what? A couple games with Andre Iguodala? Like, we have no idea.
Remember our bench mob? Like, we don't even know who our players are. I was trying to think who our bench unit is now. Let's see, it's Mason, Jeremy, is it Torrey Craig? Monte.
You've named
Who's our last bench guy?
Jeremy Grant?
I mentioned him.
Did you get Tyler Cook in there?
No. Is Tyler Cook our last bench guy?
We know what the Nuggets rotation is. Come on. It's the 5 starters plus Jeremy Grant, Torrey Craig, Monte Morris, and then that 9th spot, I don't know. It could go to Mason Plumlee, it could go to Michael Porter Jr. We don't really know.
Could be composed. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, bang that Nuggets line, baby. We're getting that. We're taking that Heat down.
So these days, the sports landscape is constantly evolving, and this week is no different. Luckily for all of us sports fans, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has us covered. And for a limited time, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a sign-up bonus for up to $1,000. And there's a lot to use it on this week, and that's one thing that's great about July 4th. Always a lot of sports going on. Considering the NBA isn't usually in season, the NHL obviously isn't in season, the NFL isn't in season, we usually just have baseball, but there's still always a lot of stuff to bet on, and we don't have any of that stuff now, but DraftKings Sportsbook has come through in the clutch, a lot to bet on this weekend as well. We've got golf, we've got the KBO, of course, we've got soccer across Europe to bet on, in La Liga, in Serie A. We've also got the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest to bet on. You can bet Joey Chestnut to win, although the odds aren't that great. I think he's currently minus 1,000 as I'm recording this. So not great odds there, but I mean, he's won it for how many years in a row now? Also, the lines for the first seeding games at Disney World, like we've been talking about on the show, are also out. so you can bet on those as well. So a lot of stuff to bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook. So make sure to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DNVR when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code DNVR to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Bonuses comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
All right, guys. I think we're near the end of a casual Friday show. No reads. If you didn't notice, we'll do those in post. So we didn't get to make fun of Harrison. We'll close with this. Eric, what are you most excited for with your weekend here? Give me something positive, something optimistic.
Well, obviously, we're entering the time of year that is most glorious in Colorado. The sun is shining. I can see green everywhere that I look. People are feeling down about our country as a concept, but the U.S. is a good thing. We've got a lot of good things going for us. We are the only country in the world that invites all people around to come and be part of this great, this grand experience, this grand experiment. We're going to figure this all out. And, you know, the U.S. is something worth celebrating. Maybe
wow,
right
I
off
thought you just were going to say you were going to the bar or something.
Nope. It's 4th of July, baby. I just want to remind people that things are good. Not everything's bad. You can get some fireworks. You can blow up a small piece of America to honor it. And that's what I'm looking forward to. And I'll go to the bar.
Wind, what about you, brother?
Bar sounds good, but I'm going to try to be outdoors for sure. For sure.
There's one thing I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's circled not once, not twice, but three times on my calendar. And that is the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, baby.
And it's tomorrow. And I've got money on it this time. So
I do too. Where'd you go with it? Did you bang that under? You went over. I took the odds boost. I couldn't stay away. I could not stay away.
American hero, baby, Joey Chestnut. We'll have to tune in and see tomorrow.
Oh, you know what actually is happening this weekend? We would be remiss to not mention WGT. I know it probably will come up in the reads, but
fours, baby.
We're doing the fours of July. The best of par fours all throughout the world of WGT. We're going to be doing these tournaments every week now because we were doing them bi-weekly, but they're too awesome. Everyone was like clamoring for them when they weren't around. So get in there. I need to make a better showing than I did last time. I'm not going to lie to you guys. The closest to the pin did not treat me well. Harrison, how you feeling going into the fours of July?
I feel great. Par fours are my specialty. I'm going to guarantee a top 10.
Guaranteed top 10. Wow. Vote, where are you feeling? Where's your confidence level going into the
Pretty low. I'll be outside of the top 10 for sure. But I do have two things to plug. In a few hours, we'll call it 6 p.m. tonight, I'm going to be streaming from the DNVR Sports Twitch account. Denver Nuggets Doug Malone, your created player, will make his debut tonight.
What is he? Give us the breakdown of Doug Malone.
I don't have the Twitter thread up, but he is a 3-and-D wing. He's going to have goggles, a headband, and I think two shooter sleeves. So get ready, baby. So I'll stream that. So hop in. We'll have some fun with it. Ask me some questions. Talk some trash with each other. And then tonight at 9, DNVR plays Warzone. I'll be dropping in with Guy. Hit us up in the Discord if you want in on that action. Should be a lot of fun.
Yo, should we hit these couple questions here before we get out?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, shoot us questions. We'll answer them.
Will MPJ get more than 4 minutes in a playoff
game? That's a yes.
You think so? Yeah, I think so too. I mean, Dempsey coming on and like reconfirming what we knew, that MPJ's ankle was really bothering him at the end of the season was compromising his performance on the court, and then Malone's ability to put him out there. Like, I never have believed that Malone just doesn't want to play him.
Of course.
So I think he's going to enter the playoff rotation probably behind Torrey Craig, but that could change based on the matchup, I think. Like the Miami Heat, for example, you want Torrey Craig to guard Jimmy Butler. You know, like that could be a Torrey Craig game, I think. But, you know, if there's not that type of wing that you necessarily need Torrey Craig for on the perimeter – you know, MPJ could be above a Torrey Craig, in a nightly rotation. So I think that could be a little matchup dependent.
This really,
but he'll get his chance. He will get a chance for sure.
This like, bubble no could really it. Be the coming out party of MPJ. Like this really could be a big deal. Like,
yeah, I agree, Eric. I wonder if we'll see him a lot in those seeding games. I mean, the Nuggets, they could go up or down, so they may view those games as important. But I wonder if it's kind of viewed as a ramp up for their biggest question mark and maybe most important question mark heading into the playoffs. I just I always go back to Matt Moore asking him explicitly if he's going to be a part of the playoff rotation right out of the All-Star break, and Malone saying explicitly yes, he's going to play. So he's misled us. He's straight up lied to us about MPJ. But I just don't think he would have said that so far out if that wasn't always part of the plan to some extent.
Yeah, it's tough because you really don't know what's going to happen if you're a coach, and I feel like until you get in the heat of the moment, and like so much has changed from when he said that to now.
Where are you guys on like an actual anticipation standpoint from like really accepting the idea that basketball will happen again in your heart? Like, are you feeling it yet? Does it, or is it just still all just like an abstract concept that we're talking about?
We're so close right now that it's, I mean, it could still get derailed. Like, would I be 100% shocked if, you know, a week from now there's a memo that comes out and says, yeah, we're just not going to do this? They're like, the numbers are too high. The players have raised too many concerns. We're just going to pull the plug. Like, I would not be totally shocked, but I mean, teams are flying down there on Tuesday. Like, we're going to really try to do this. So they're putting one foot in front of the other. So I'm pretty excited just from the fact that it seems like we've got enough momentum going where we're going to at least get something.
Yeah, does it feel real to you yet?
Conceptual, man.
I think it's going to start feeling real next week.
I agree. Like, as soon as I see the Nuggets together on a court,
you're going to see them on their actual like Pepsi Center floor. And the irony there is that the Nuggets like never practiced on that floor anyway, because they practiced on their practice court, which has a completely different floor.
Wait, did every team bring their floor down? Like, we talked about that, but like, did every team like legitimately bring their floor?
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Like, I have a picture of that, of the Pacers and the Heat.
Yeah.
Floors set up in a ballroom. It seems like the strangest, like, what a strange thing. Like, yeah, do they really need...
It seems like a nice to have rather than a need to have.
Let's hit the second question, guys, and then we'll get out of here. Do you think Malone would ever consider changing the starting lineup in the playoffs? Yes, absolutely. Just in your next comment below, you mentioned both the Lakers and the Clippers. For me, if it's the Clippers, Jerami Grant is either seeing a lot of time or starting potentially, because you're going to need someone to guard Kawhi Leonard. And I think, it was just one game that we can highlight, but Grant showed that he was at least up for the task, if not some aptitude in that realm, in a way that we haven't seen from even guys like Torrey Craig, who excels really against smaller assignments. So, yeah, like if it's, hey, how do we stop their stud wing? I think Grant, if he's not starting, he might be finishing those games and playing 30-plus off the bench.
Ugh.
Starting and finishing is different for me. Like, I think game one, they start their regular starting five.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you can't go the first 3 minutes without Jerami Grant or Torrey Craig guarding one of those guys, then maybe you switch things. But, like, yeah, I'd say in game one, at least they go with their starters, and then you just play Grant a lot more. And then, like, maybe game two, you're like, all right, we just need to do it.
Yeah, I really, really genuinely expect Gary to have, like, a really good showing down there. Like, that's something I, like, legitimately expect to happen. I really feel like the first parts of the season were more of an aberration than anything.
Yeah.
Even though it played out for a long time, like, I just think he's too good of a player to show us those weird floaters and like that, like his shooting that just it just didn't make any sense. His how quickly he trailed off and hey, what's up, folks? So I have a hard time imagining Gary being the one taken out. Like, I can
I think it'd be Barton for sure. And I said this to you guys like off air, I think earlier this week. Gary Harris is like the easiest player maybe in the league to talk yourself into.
For sure.
Yeah, I know.
He's just the easiest because he's done it before. There's really no like there's no reason out there like that makes sense really, other than the injuries, which like happened last year and the year before that. like, there's not a lot of reasons out there that make sense for the drop-off other than that. So you can just talk yourself into him.
Strong agreement. Even if he's not as good as we thought, he's certainly not this bad, right? And
right.
He was coming on at the end of the season.
He absolutely was. And there's something about, go ahead.
Well, I just thought Demps made a good point, though, that, like, this was a guy who was finally starting to see rhythm for the first time all year. And look, man, it's been more than an off season, so projecting that rhythm and success going forward is tough, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, guys, we appreciate your questions, the comments. Thanks for watching, hanging out with us. We'll do all this again next week, huh? Get some more guests, play some more games, have some more fun. Enjoy your weekend. Happy 4th. Be good. Stay safe. Stay sane.
There's only one dentist you can go to in Denver that will hook you up with a free Sonicare toothbrush. All you got to do is schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam. That's value. That's a visit to the dentist that is absolutely worth it. You get your teeth cleaned, maintain a healthy mouth, and then you get a free Sonicare on top of it so you can maintain your healthy teeth, maintain a healthy lifestyle. Again, hit up Green Mountain Dental Group. They're located just 15 minutes from downtown Denver. They're family-owned. They're Denver through and through, just like us. So support them just like you guys continue to support us throughout all these years. Get a cleaning, x-ray, and exam at Green Mountain Dental Group. They will give you a free Sonicare toothbrush today. That means you'll be able to toss out that crappy manual toothbrush that you probably just picked up from King Supers the other day. You'll be able to toss that. You'll never have to go down that aisle and act like you're trying to pick out the best toothbrush and have no idea what you're looking for. Probably just settle on the cheapest one. I know I've done that before, but I mean, we really have no idea what we're doing when we're looking for manual toothbrushes in that aisle at your local grocery store, right? Like, how stupid is that? But forget about that. You'll never have to do that again when you go to Green Mountain Dental Group. Again, schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam. Get a free Sonicare toothbrush today.